This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Britain's main opposition Labour Party looks set for a landslide election win, exit polls indicated on Thursday, ending 14 years of right-wing conservative rule marked by financial austerity, Brexit division, and scandal. As polling stations closed, the survey for British broadcasters suggested centre-left Labour would win 410 seats in the 650-seat House of Commons, with the Tories or Conservatives managing only 131. Officials announced on Thursday a French government spokeswoman was attacked on the campaign trail days before France's decisive election. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Prisca Thévenot, who's a candidate for the Macron-led centrist alliance Ensemble, was putting up electoral posters with her deputy and a party activist near Paris when the group attacked them, according to Prime Minister Gabriel Attal. Thévenot was not injured, but the Wednesday night attack left her two colleagues in hospital. A probe into an armed assault against a public official has been opened, but there's no clear motivation behind the attack yet. Four people, including three minors, are in custody. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said after Hezbollah fired over 200 rockets into Israel, we established, quote, a principle, whoever harms us is marked for death. He said, we know there's still a long way to go, but we are determined to restore security to the north and return the residents safely to their homes. Netanyahu during a meeting with Israeli Air Force commanders in Tel Aviv on Thursday. The Lebanese Hezbollah group said it launched rockets at several military bases in Israel in retaliation for a strike that killed one of its senior commanders. This is VOA News. Hurricane Beryl churned toward Mexico on Thursday after leaving destruction in Jamaica and the Eastern Caribbean. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Businesses closed early in Playa del Carmen. In Tulum, beachside hotels are already evacuated, but Miriam Citra from Dallas decided to stay.
Just going
to
be hunkered down and just stay indoors until hopefully it passes.
The powerful hurricane killed nearly a dozen people, leaving a trail of destruction in Jamaica, Barbados, St. Vincent, and the Grenadines. Senior hurricane specialist Jack Bevin says after a second Mexican landfall, the Texas Gulf Coast could get a punch from Beryl next week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Violence against reporters covering environmental issues is trending upwards, according to UNESCO and media advocates. For VOA News, Robin Guest reports.
Ghana's Joy News covers illegal gold mining destroying the country's forest.
Abandoned pits and mining settlements dot the road leading into the remaining part of the forest.
When journalist Erastu Sasari Dankor went to investigate, armed men in uniform confronted him and his crew.
They wrestled with my camera technician for the camera and broke it in the process.
The International Federation of Journalists finds reporting on poaching, illegal mining, and illegal logging is hazardous across Africa, but legal mining is also problematic. Robin Guest, VOA News.
A Ukrainian drone assault targeted a gunpowder factory in western Russia, a Kyiv security source said on Thursday, in the latest strike aimed at denting Russia's military logistics. Kyiv has stepped up aerial attacks on military and energy facilities inside Russia in recent months with the hopes of crippling Moscow's ability to attack Ukrainian cities or gain more ground in the industrial east. Robert Woodland, a Russia-born U.S. citizen, has been convicted of drug-related charges by a Moscow court and sentenced to 12 and a half years in a maximum security prison. He was found guilty on Thursday of attempted trafficking of large amounts of illegal drugs as part of an organized group. Russian media reported his name matches a U.S. citizen interviewed in 2020 who said he was born in the Perm region in 1991 and adopted by an American couple at age two. He said he traveled to Russia to find his mother. He's reported to also have Russian citizenship. His lawyers said they will appeal the ruling because Woodland's guilt hasn't been proven. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.